Good evening, Plano Concert 2. This is Bill Sintera. Looking forward to your performance this evening. Give you all the information I can. Clear in the very first measure. Really nice ensemble sound. You shouldn't have to crush a 16 notes. Digga digga dum. Yeah, we hear the long notes, but we really need to hear the ink. Okay, we need to hear digga digga dum. That last little passage in the trumpets. See, I don't hear the 16s. Da 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 da. The saxes should be the more prominent line right here, not the bass clarinet. Yeah, the tempo's real stable. Pitch is generally good. Just balance issues. Yeah, trumpets, you gotta hear the 16ths. Da-da, da-da. Yeah, a little shaky right through here. Yeah, we need a little more prominent, a little brass sound. Da, da. Yeah. Ba 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 ba. Yeah, I like the length, maybe just a little more tone. It's real bass clarinet heavy. Yeah, I'm gonna be a little more confident there on the first trumpet. See how those 16ths are lost. I hear it in the mallets. Yeah, Subito mezzo piano here. Yeah, Subito mezzo piano. Right when we hit. Dita da 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 soft ba 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 ba. Okay, so the biggest thing was the clarity of the moving line and the balance issues with the bass clarinet and the woodwinds. We have to bring out the melodic material. Sometimes we have a really strong player, as you know, and then can't hear it. Or that person plays really loud and they kind of cover up some of the others. Good sounds, good mature sounds, good steady tempo. Just missing all that 16th note material. Yeah, no bump there, Bill. Pitch right here. We want to try for a warmer flute sound. Push up on your D. Yeah, connect everything here, woodwinds. Yeah, if we. Yeah, this pitch is not good right through here in the flute. We want to connect. connect everything. We need a lot more intensity in our flute sound. It's real thin. Right here, you can hear that we're playing flat. Yeah, now when this comes in the flutes, then the downbeats need to back off. The little bop, 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 bop. That needs to back off. Flutes need to be stronger. Careful, don't spread your sound. You're about to wah, 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 wah. Keep your sound really refined here. Hey, you want to aim for that low note, that low E in the trumpet. Yes, these eighth notes get swallowed up in the texture. You see the clarinets are playing really loud here compared to the flutes. We need twice as much flute and half as much clarinet. Yeah, intensity in the flute sound. Don't rush that. Take 3-4. Okay, don't rush that. Really good bass clarinet player. Soon as well. Yeah, here when we go up high in the flute, it's really flat. Yeah, this is major tuning issues here. Yes, center the A natural trombone. Yeah, careful in the snare. That's again not too loud, covering the winds. Yeah, the D's are really flat, and the B naturals are flat as well. D-dum. Just losing a lot of clarity through all those lines. Okay, you have to work to bring the eighth notes out. Ba-da-ba-ba-bum. Got all that stuff in the woodwinds and the trumpets. A lot of times our long notes are covering up important material there. And that's also kind of an endurance piece because we just play and play and play. And those B's and D's and E's want to be flat all the time. Really good bass clarinet, bassoon, flutes. We got to move air through our instrument. Okay, we've got to play with a bigger sound, put vibrato in our sound, really warm it up. It's really thin. And that was a pretty vibrato as we're tuning right here. We need to play with that in the program. Okay, here we go. we go. It's a really nice attack. Fast air flutes, you can't play this too loud. Yeah, no bobble on the entrance trombones. Bob. You should know that bar more has more intensity in that measure. Yeah, make the notes really centered. Not wah, wah, don't let them balloon. Don't over-accent. Just smooth. Really nice clarinet. A little loud. Yeah, that should crescendo into 34. Ta-da! This way, every new line that comes in, we want that to be the most prominent line. Yeah, kind of losing that clarinet. Ba da dee da 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 da. Yeah, I didn't really hear the alto saxes right there. 57-58. We just missed that entrance, maybe. Hey, good job, good volume. Gotta have chordal sound here in the brass. I hear a lot of first trumpet. You got to all sustain, all commit to the sustain. Don't let that note go flat, don't sag. This is all about the alto sax and then the French horn baritone. I don't hear nearly enough of it. Gotta sustain through all this. Yeah, it's really hard. That's the thing. After you've played the whole program, and then you have to do all this brass stuff here at the end, you have to sustain, and you have to think of chords, resonant chords that ring. Okay, so you have to go through each one of these here at the end and work. And some of the chords, I hear lots of one part and not enough of the other part. Okay, so we have to work toward that end. Tempo-wise, really good job. Clarity and balance are main issues that you want to address in here. Okay, and we make a lot of good sounds, a lot of good players. The flute sound is sometimes really weak. We have to be more resonant, more intense with the flute sound, French horn, trombone. Okay, so those inner brass parts, so we get that really cool chordal core of sound, okay? Man, I enjoyed hearing you guys doing a great job, working really hard, and I know your director's proud of you, parents are proud of you, and they should be. Okay, I wish you guys all the best of luck, and I hope you have a safe and successful remainder of the year. Thank you for the privilege of allowing me to hear you tonight. Take care.